This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Heading into Labor Day weekend. Hope you have some great plans. Today on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. Taking your calls, questions, and comments on anything. We started an interesting little discussion beginning of last hour about what most threatens our society, the fabric of society as we know it, America as you know it. What's the biggest threat to it right now? And sadly, there's been no shortage of suggestions on where the threats are. And we're starting to get close to what I believe to be the biggest threat, without question. And some of you have suggested thoughts similar to mine. Keep them coming. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. A couple other things we'll do this hour. We're going to check in with Eric at Delta Constructors. Yesterday on the program, we brought up some ideas of ways we could help our citizens, our fellow citizens down in Texas that are fighting these battles, Louisiana as well, from Hurricane Harvey. And a couple of ideas are underway. So Eric from Delta Constructors is going to be here to tell us about that. And we also, later this hour, are going to meet some folks that are part of a upcoming marriage retreat. And if you listen to this program regularly, you probably say, I don't ever remember there being a discussion about a marriage retreat on What's on Your Mind. You're right. It's not something we normally talk about. But one has caught my attention. Partially because of an email that a listener sent me about his own marriage. And talking about efforts to save it and convince his wife that divorce is a bad idea. It was a very heartfelt letter, and I've since been visiting with him. And I thought, you know, how many other people are going through this? Maybe this is something we should talk about. We're here to help, after all. What's on your mind is everything from how the president's doing, how the governor's doing, how's our congressional delegation doing, you know, hey, here's something in the news, to how am I doing, how's my family, how are things at my workplace. We want to be that outlet for you, so talk about that. And also, the calls and emails continue to come in on New York City. A couple of questions that have come up that we are taking some calls on, I want to address before the end of the program, too. So we'll do all that. You can text us, 226-8503 for Todd, 367-2054 for me. You can call us, 701-258-0550, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, my goodness, full calls here. We had a call before the break, which was, I thought, pretty insightful, from a listener in Bismarck. That listener is now gone, but if they want to call back, they can. Lines are pretty full here. Let's go to Rain, North Dakota. Trevor's on the phone. Hey, Trevor.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Talking a little bit about what's detrimental in what's happening, is this is my feeling, and this is, I'm just going to add my two cents as being a former educator. I think a lot of it starts in the education system. You know, these kids, you know, there's a lot of great kids out there. We never hear about them. We always hear about the bad ones, but and the bad ones, a lot of them have the parents that are always making excuses for them. It's always the teacher's fault. It's always everybody else's fault. They never look in the mirror and think, hey, you know, maybe I should have done something wrong. Maybe I should have, you know, paid attention to my little Susie or little Johnny. And that's just, I think, you know, like I said, there's a lot of good kids, but the bad kids are, the parents are always making excuses for them. You know, our kids, if you're going to dance, you got to pay the fiddler. And some of them are, you know, they're entitled. And I just think that's wrong. And I think that's where part of a problem is.
Well, that's less of a problem of education, though, and more of a problem of parents just sort of expecting things to be, isn't it?
I agree 100% with you. You always hear about how bad the schools are, but you never hear about how bad the parents are. I mean, you have to have an education to have a degree to have everything, a license to have everything, but you never have to have a license to have kids, you know. And some of these parents just, you know, they never look at how maybe little Susie or little Johnny did wrong. And, you know, it's always everybody else's fault. It's not theirs, little Susie or little Johnny's fault. And I think that's where a lot of it is. They're entitled. They always think they're entitled. And that's just my two cents, I think, seeing, you know, being in education. My wife's a teacher, and I think that's part of the problem.
That's good points. Very good points. Thanks a bunch. Bruce in Minot, your take.
I'm in Minot, but I'm Wilson.
Oh, hey, Wilson. How are you? We just had the wrong name there. Sorry. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
Regarding your conversation of the last hour, I believe most of your callers are touching on symptoms. I believe that it's the progressive political movement which kicked off in this country probably in the 1890s and has infected everything. It's succeeded in killing our republic and replacing it with a democracy, which is now in the process of committing suicide. And basically, my opinion.
Well, those are good points. There's a lot of tenets to this. I'd love to have a whiteboard out to have all the all the different tentacles of what exactly we're talking about here. I think it would be very insightful. Good stuff. Thank you, Wilson. Nice to hear from you. Elmer and Drake, what's on your mind? We lost Elmer. Craig and Sherwood, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. This progressivism your last caller talked about, that's absolutely correct. I completely agree with him. And I'll tell you, the normalization of defaming a huge group in this country, and I think we've seen it on TV. In fact, CNN has red-pilled a lot of people in this country so far. And that is a prelude to a pogrom. When you normalize vituperative hatred against particular groups and you put it in all channels, education from kindergarten to PhD, prosecutors at the county level, do you think these guys went to right-wing law schools? No, every single one of them has been inculcated to be a leftist. So it's a terrible problem. Now, Micah X. Johnson, sir, killed five cops in Dallas. On his Facebook page, he liked BLM, BLM Tampa, and BLM St. Paul, our neighbor. Now, Doug Hagman was on Alex Jones' shows. He's trained thousands of police. He's worked with many Fortune 500 companies. And he says that right now, Antifa is planning a mass murder of police in this country. Now, if you look in Antifa USA, sir, Antifa US, look it up. In the second paragraph, it said truly and accurately that Antifa was in the 1930s against National Socialism. But in this country, when they imported it, according to Peter Beinart, who is an erudite Jewish gentleman on CNN, he said that they came over here as anti-racist action because they thought Americans would understand that better. Now, in Fargo right now, sir, gerrymandering, who's a member of USA Unity, which was founded by anti-racist action, in other words, Antifa, and many of them had masks and black and red flags when they went into Grant County. Just look at the videos. Now, he has a big poster up that they're going to peaceably shut down Peter Teft in Fargo. Now, I think we've seen enough of how Antifa peacefully shuts down.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Appreciate the call. Kathy in Munich, get you in here. What's your take?
Well, the chaos that's happening in our country is not by chance. Reverend Tim LaHaye wrote a book, Battle for the Mind, and his wife, Beverly LaHaye, later started Concerned Women for America. And in Reverend Tim LaHaye's book, now out of print, he tells of a meeting of the American Secular Humanist Association, in which some prominent members signed a manifesto to take God out of every place possible in America. Some of the signers of the manifesto were Horace Mann, who I learned in history class in fourth or fifth grade was the father of modern education. Aldous Huxley, who is the head of the American Psychological Association, and Betty Friedan, one of the originators of the radical women's feminist organization in our country, and And another thing they planned was to infiltrate churches, which they did. This was done by such as Sol Alinsky, who wrote the book
I know what you're going to say. The book is Rules for Radicals, but it was in the foreword of the book, he dedicates the book.
I was going to just say, and it's the Bible for the Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are Alinskyites, great followers of his writings, and his whole thing was to cause chaos in all areas possible. So this is not, what's happening is not by chance in our country. It's a planned thing from in the 40s or even maybe 30s.
Well, this goes back to what somebody mentioned last hour, the famous Paul Harvey segment from, first was a newspaper column, I guess, in the 60s, and then he did a radio segment of it, and then he updated it in the 90s called If I Were the Devil. We played it before, but a lot of the things we talked about today, I could check a little right by one of them. So it's pretty chilling, actually. More coming up. Great answers, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire, buy one, get one free, IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4 for $4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What did you say to me, Manny? I didn't hear that. Sorry, folks, a little inside baseball. I heard live, but he said something before he told me. Oh, good. You're telling me, yes, Eric's on the phone. Good. Fantastic. I mentioned earlier that our friends at Delta stepped right up and we started talking yesterday on the air about, hey, what can we do? What should we do to help? I reached out to some friends down at Oasis Petroleum, knowing their headquarters were there, to say, hey, I know you have operations here. Good folks, can we help? What do you need? Give us a little bit of an update. And things are taking off. couple of things in the works, and Eric is here from Delta Constructors right now. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Scott?
Good. Tell us a little bit about what's cooking.
Well, I guess, you know, just listening to your program yesterday, you'd mentioned that Eric Loken, he was running a trailer down to Texas, and I just felt compelled to call and see what we could do to contribute to his efforts. So, you know, large credit to that guy for taking initiative to himself and trying to do things to help. My understanding is that I think he was stricken by the Minot flood years ago, and people pitched in and helped him and his family out, and he's just wanting to return, you know, return that favor to those in need down in Texas. So, yeah, we jumped in. We have a generous ownership group within this company, and a lot of patriotic people that work for Delta, and we wanted to pitch in and help as well. And we, you know, the ownership decided to give a $2,500 cash contribution, which in the grand scheme is not a lot of money, but if everybody does a little, it adds up to a lot.
No, it's great. I know you want to encourage other companies to do the same, and, you know, you get a little bit of momentum going on here, and I understand the other Eric that called the show yesterday that had this plan to take a trailer down there, he's having to juggle many different offers to try and, get the things all figured out and loaded up by Friday. So he's doing great in the contribution department too, right?
Yeah, he's doing really well, actually. And he's BFC Dickinson, you know, they were one of the, I contacted, a lot of people within our organization. I also reached out to some of the vendors we frequently use. And it was a matter of minutes of me sending that, email out that Jason Carpenter with BFC Dickinson, he offered to donate a pallet of bottled water to send down there. And then later on, they upped that ante to 6 pallets of bottled water, and we'll be sending that down. I think our Redeemer Church in Minot is making effort to send a semi-load trailer down to Texas, and I think we'll probably be putting the water on that. Eric's trailer's not quite big enough for a load that size.
Unbelievable.
But a lot of good things going on. A lot of people that want to help, and they don't really know how to do that. And that's the great thing about your show, is it gives people a voice and a media to reach each other and communicate, you know, via the masses and look what's happening in just a short amount of time.
No, it's been fantastic. It really has, to see it happen, and probably more to come as we find out what some of the needs are down there. So I hope folks continue to help the effort and join what Delta Constructors is doing, and also get Eric's truck filled up for tomorrow as he's heading down there. So fantastic. How do folks get a hold of you if they want to join in this effort, Eric?
Just call me on my cell phone, 406-250-8151. I can be reached at that number almost 24 hours a day.
Sounds great. Keep it up. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. You have a good day.
You too. And we know that number for Eric at 406-250-8151, because we talk about often the fact that Delta Constructors is the turnkey well site solution for oil companies, and one call does it all. Call them first, and that call will take care of everything. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. They help us celebrate our callers here, and we have some great ones who contribute mightily. Here's today's call of the day from Delta.
Maybe Melania was wearing high heels because she was expecting high water, but she could have been wearing hip waders, chest waders, and it wouldn't have mattered. Dan, I've had a comment on that. That would have been wrong, too. She could be naked, and that would be wrong. You know, it wouldn't matter what. They're going to pick on her no matter what.
I love the humor in that, you know. Yeah, maybe she's wearing high heels because there's high water. That makes sense. But he's right, no matter what. We had some great calls about that yesterday, too. 406-250-8151 for the call of the day for you for turnkey well-site solutions from Delta Constructors. Find them online at deltaconstructors.net. Back to the calls. Let's go to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and Burnell. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
Hi there.
I was thinking about the flooding down there, and why they should require every home have one of these inflatable boats like the First Service has got. You pull the ripcord and it goes out, and these people could save themselves.
A ripcord?
Well, you pull the ripcord and it inflates the boat. You've seen these orange ones,
right?
Like
or the cruise ships or whatever. But your point is drop those out, so then they have.
Well, no, you can. Everybody at their home, the government should require them in the flood zone to have one of those to be able to save themselves.
Yeah.
Just think how much money they could save without having to all the gas to go to find them and stuff like that. You know, they could even have a little trolling motor.
I mean, the expense of that in Houston would be significant. I mean, I think the amazing thing about what's happened is some of these places that have flooded, nobody ever anticipated that. But again, they have 50 inches of rain. 50 inches of rain on the heels of, the wind and everything else with a hurricane. It's a tough deal. But you've got an innovative idea there, Burnell. Thanks for sharing. Ed and Wappen, what's on your mind?
Have you ever heard how the country of China was formed?
If I have, it was a long time ago and I don't remember.
Okay. Well, it was 16 warring tribes. And in one tribe, a guy came up with a new invention called the crossbow. And as a result, he was able to defeat all of the other tribes and therefore form China. So the greatest threat to our country is our patent office right now. Priority of conception for 50 years was the method. That was critically important. And a lot of people are stealing our inventions and taking them to other countries and selling them off. And so the greatest threat that there is, all it takes is one great invention, just like we've seen with the atomic bomb. One great invention can change the whole world. And I'm all for Steve Campbell. I hope we get a bunch of senators down there that can straighten out this patent law deal that exists right now, because people could make one little change to a patent, get in a plane and fly to China and give them our ideas. We've got some of the greatest inventors in the world in the United States right now.
You know, turn them loose. Good point. It's Tom Campbell that you're talking about, the senator that has announced his run against Senator Heidi Heitkamp. But I take your point, Ed. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. All right, when we come back, the answer from my perspective on what is the greatest threat to society and an answer on how to take on that challenge, take on that problem, fix it. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, I'm not going to get to Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil that I promised. We asked this question at the beginning of the show, what you see as the biggest threat to society. I have an answer I'm going to share in a moment. Your answers have been phenomenal. But a lot of them are in that Paul Harvey, sort of an essay. I guess it started as a column that he did in the 60s, then he did a radio commentary on it, and he updated it in the 90s. It's chilling. It's chilling because you know when it started in the 60s, and you see what we have today in the way of the threats to the society from these things. It was very, very, very insightful. I will do this. I'll post it on the Facebook page and share some of the commentary from today as well. I'm going to get one more call in here, and then we have some guests in the studio, too. So, Leah in Butte, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, yes, thank you so much. I guess I believe the greatest threat and what terrifies me most is this up-and-coming next generation and everything that's been plugged into them when they take over leading this United States, what's going to happen. And I'm really glad I'm not even one day younger as far as sticking around to see how that turns out. As far as turning this around goes, I don't blame them at all. They've just been fed and recultured, re-socialized. As far as turning this around goes, I think the church is so far behind that they need to take the lead. And I'm all for helping the rest of the world, but the church is still exporting all of their resources to help others around the rest of the world and build the kingdom around the rest of the world. If we would turn around for 5 years and all of those point all those resources back to the United States, maybe even pay people to get very, very active to take back the culture in all sectors, maybe we'd have a chance, because America will not be a giving nation next generation to support ministries all over the world if we do not get this generation back.
Fascinating analogy on that, Leah, and it sets up well our discussion here today. Thank you so much. The church is hard to, obviously it's, when you speak of the church, you're talking about, quite an undertaking there, but I'm going to talk about one effort that is underway from the churches throughout North Dakota to tackle the problem that I believe is the biggest threat to society, and that is the disintegration of the family, which leads, often from, marriages being broken. So marriage breaks down, and then all of a sudden, the family unit is displaced, and there's challenges there. And what comes out as a result of that? Much of what we talked about today, in your reasons, derived from that. whether it be behavior of a certain group of people there or whatever. So I think it's pretty pretty fascinating. The reason I wanted to talk about this today is I've received an email that I said I thought was one of the more profound ones that I've ever received, and we get a lot of emails on the program. I want to share that with you, and then I'll introduce our guest to talk about an effort to help in this regard. A fellow by the name of David, who's a listener to the program, shared with me a while ago that he and his wife were separated and that she wanted a divorce. And it was breaking him up in many, many ways. He just was having trouble, you know, existing as a result of this and couldn't convince his wife that this is worth saving. And he came up with an analogy that he shared with me in an email that I want to share with you. And it says, it's an analogy about marriage as a car. Okay, so think about that. When you slip on the ice and you break your arm, you go see a doctor. When you your neighbor slips on your ice and breaks his arm, you get sued, you go see a lawyer. When your car runs poorly or shimmies on a good road or won't start, what do? You go see a mechanic. Why then, when people have a troubled marriage, would they rather end it than see a marriage counselor? Perhaps it's because of the cavalier attitude our society has towards marriage. Let's use a car analogy to describe a marriage. When we speak our vows, we make a promise to drive this marriage car to the end of life. This marriage car is only meant for the two people that own it. The marriage car has to be cared for to last a lifetime. The best fuel for the marriage car is what? Love and communication. It occasionally needs new tires and tune-ups, vacations and date nights. When the marriage car is new, it is a shiny red convertible, top down, your hair blowing in the wind. It has lots of passion and horsepower under the hood to move it down the road of life. Later, the marriage car becomes bigger, like a sedan, two cars, seats in the back, great times going to the zoos, parks, playgrounds, visit to grandparents. But slowly it transforms into a minivan, hauling kids to sports practices and delivering pizza sales for the church youth group and hauling fruit sold by FFA members. This marriage minivan gets a lot of use, going to distant football and volleyball games and softball tournaments with friends. Eventually, when the kids leave home, the marriage minivan morphs back to a sedan or maybe an SUV. It occasionally converts to a 12-passenger van big enough to carry grandkids and their parents, plus boxes full of memories. Through it all, the marriage car needs to be driven carefully to keep it safe. It may have had bad tires, use a quart of oil between changes, and the windows don't all work. The marriage car may become fragile. The owners must do everything possible to keep that marriage car going down the road of life together. Distractions are many for the marriage car. Sometimes the marriage car drives in the ditch and gets stuck. What do? Do you abandon the marriage car? Each owner goes their separate way? Does one owner leave in a new car while the other is left alone in the marriage car? That can't be, as marriage cars are meant for a minimum of two passengers. No, the marriage car owners get help and fix it. This may take a counseling tow truck, a marriage mechanic, a body man, a soul man to get the marriage car back on the road of life. The owners need to work together to get the marriage car unstuck and roadworthy. A lot of parts and labor could be needed to fix the marriage car. In only the fewest of extreme cases, parts to fix the marriage car are not available. But you tried. Don't just abandon it alongside the road of life. There are too many to count along that highway. David did a nice job, I think, with that, to wake all of us up to the effort of struggling marriages, number one, and also that there are tools, in fact, to help. There's some of those experts, mechanics, that are with us in the studio today to talk about one such effort. It is the RetroVi program. It is an effort of the Fargo and Bismarck Diocese of the Catholic Church. There is details about it at helpourmarriage.org, or you can just listen here today to hear from our guests, which include Father Curtis Gunwell of the Fargo Diocese. Father, nice to see you.
Good to be here.
And also Jeff and Michelle Bates, who have done a lot of good work on this RetroVi program as well. Good to see you.
Good morning, Scott.
So what do you think of that analogy, first of all, from our listener, Father?
I really like the analogy. Your comment at the end as you wrapped it up kind of saying some marriage experts are here. Well, no, we wouldn't put ourselves in that category. But we are people who are trying to work with couples who are having those struggles in that marriage car and those marriages.
This RetroVi program I've heard about before, as I mentioned earlier, I first heard about it from the Bismarck Diocese, ran some public service announcements to let people know about it, and I've since heard about Fargo's effort as well. But the miracles that happen as a result of it, of marriages where, you know, husband and wife separated and ultimately repair their marriage and come back, are phenomenal. What are a few of your favorite examples of how this program can help?
Well, this is our second year here in Fargo of having the RetroVive program. Last fall was our first local area. We grew out of the ones surrounding us, St. Cloud, Bismarck, and from the Twin Cities, and actually people from around the country over this last couple years, have helped us to put this together. In our own program last year with the couples who came, it was good to see that strengthening that came through the tools, the communication, through the support of the community that is forming right now in this area. And people have come from hours away to be part of this. And there's always stories from our own as well as around the country of people who have driven many, many hours because they want to try to recover their marriage, that love, that commitment that they once had that they feel they've lost or are losing.
RetroVive, explain the name.
To recover, to rediscover, to come back to what was there in the beginning, what drew this couple together. And so one thing I would want to say right away is that our weekend, we only have it once a year in Fargo as we're growing. And so it's only a week and a day away. It's September 8th through 10th. So we do want people to know that it is still possible if they're feeling that possibility, if they want more information, to just call, to check on the website, to call our local number. It's 701-356-7962. And that would just give them the opportunity to ask questions, to find out what this involves and how it might be able to help their marriage.
Yeah, there was a time when this program, you would have to travel a long way to attend it. Now there's, Bismarck has one, Fargo has one, so it's wonderful, but it is not an ongoing thing. It's a once-a-year deal. So, and it's the resources are such that, take advantage of it. It's a three-phase program. The weekend that Father mentioned, and there's post-weekend sessions, and then there's monthly support as well. So it's ongoing. Jeff and Michelle, what would you say most excite you about the tools that come with this program?
Well, as you stated earlier, that it's Catholic in origin, but by no means is it just open to them. It's for all faiths and those who have absolutely no faith tradition whatsoever. Anyone and everyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually one of the testimonials I heard was from someone that was not Catholic and just said never seen anything like it. Absolutely incredible. So,
But we have one focus, and that's basically to save a marriage.
Yeah. Let me say that it's not. It's not a spiritual retreat. It's not a sensitivity group. It's not a gathering, a social gathering, or some place where people have to come and share all their dirty laundry or dirty secrets. It's a very in-depth program where you're there the whole weekend with no interruptions, so nobody to bother you. You're there to work on your marriage, and that's what gives it the most success.
And to be guided, that there is a structure, there is an organization, there is a plan, so it isn't you just trying to figure out, well, what should we do next? In fact, on the weekend, you're not going into those difficult things. It's first to learn to communicate, and that, again, Jeff, that's your area where you work with so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I work with somebody in a counseling session, I only get them for 1 hour. They're there for the whole weekend. And it's not run by experts. It's run by peers, people who have been there. They've had troubles in their marriages. We have three sets of speakers that they hear during the week, our weekend. And it's a peer-driven program. So that's what gives us its strength.
And somebody that wants to sort of put the spark back in their marriage, but otherwise considers themselves happily married, is this appropriate for them, or are we talking about people that have just basically decided to end their marriage and this is sort of a last gasp at trying to save it?
Basically both.
All ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. It's meant for people who are having a hard time that they really need to reconnect, but it also is for people who just need a tune-up.
More of our conversation. Any questions, welcome to after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Spring Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they're just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and then the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance. From fill to just keeping it clean, it's just been so much easier. The draining is easier, the cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Important thing to your health is how much sleep you get. Did you know that? Very true. Most important thing to your health is your sleep, the amount of sleep you're getting. And the only way I know to improve your sleep, Todd too, same thing with his pets, two words, my pillow. You see, our friend Mike Lindell sent down 60,000 pillows to Hurricane Harvey. Is that cool or what? The kind of company they are. And I'm telling you what, they're going to get you an incredible deal, up to 50% off on everything they sell right now when you use promo code SCOTT or call them at 800-506-9028. I've got a note here from a listener that says these Giza sheets are the best. They have sheets now. Her name's Lula. She says, these are now the only sheets I buy. Together with the pillows, I can't wait to get in bed. It's heavenly. They look beautiful, feel wonderful, wash perfectly. Jenny said, best sheets I've ever owned. Barry says, amazing. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. Speaking of the hurricane, by the way, listener here says, shout out to Will and Brooke Larson and Zach Jackson. They're leaving Bismarck today, arriving in Texas later to help with the rescue efforts. There's a call for airboats now to aid in the rescue. And since they own one, they dropped everything and headed south with fuel, water, and supplies. How fabulous is that, huh? Way to go. Absolutely love it. And we had a New York City question before we get back to our topic. The question was, what is Top of the Rock? I think I talked about Top of the Rock yesterday being one of the spots. Rockefeller Center has a awesome observatory. You go to the top floor and you can see a lot of New York City. That's what Top of the Rock is. And by the way, we leave Top of the Rock and go to Tavern on the Green and have lunch in Central Park. That's included. Phantom of the Opera and Beautiful, which is getting rave reviews. The Carole King story. Two of our Broadway shows plus the Rockettes. Big day, folks. Coming up Monday, November 27th, and then we're back on Friday, December 1st in New York City. So hop aboard while seats remain. 952-898-3478. Telephone number to call. Ask for Jason. Leave a message. He'll get back to you. Getting huge call volume right now, so it may take a day to get back to you, but they won't forget you. 952-898-3478. A couple minutes remaining with our guest to talk about RetroVi, a lifeline for married couples. Next event is September 8th through 10th. It's a RetroVi weekend, and then there's post-weekend sessions after that and monthly support after that. Details about this at helpourmarriage.com. And, Jeff, you mentioned earlier that you and your lovely wife, who's next to you, Michelle, have been part of this. Any stories that stay with you from attending one of these weekends, a success story or two?
Yes. And one of the weekends that Michelle and I attended, we'd actually seen a couple and talked to them who's had the divorce papers on the table. All they had to do was sign them. And they just talked, and they said, let's give it one more try. They went to RetroVi, and they left hand in hand. So let's hope and pray that they continue to keep going forward. But we've seen lots of stories like that where couples have already been divorced and come back and said, well, let's try it again, or let's see if we can talk. Because communication is the main tool that is stressed on this weekend. And so often when people, our couples, are in trouble and crisis, communication is the first casualty. They don't talk to each other at all.
How do you do that, Father? How do you facilitate the communication? First of all, they're not communicating in front of the group. The communication is one-on-one, but you're giving them the tools, right?
Correct. We're giving them some guidance. We're giving them the topics even. So not to get into the things that are just going to cause a fight, not that are just going to cause another blow-up on this weekend. This weekend is a chance to learn to hear each other, to be able to explain yourself, to be heard by the other, to be understood, your feelings and what's behind some of these issues. So we guide the couples in these conversations that they can do privately, and then they don't have to share that with the group on the weekend. In fact, we don't ask for that to be shared. So this is a starting point to rebuild. One of the things I wanted to add too is to what Jeff said is that even the couples who are speaking, even the couples who are there to help, they've gone through this. They've been through these weekends. And they also, though, they admit the weekend isn't a magic fix. It is a tool. It is a foundation to rebuild. And so they'll admit in their talks and in their sharing that they're doing that it's ongoing. It's a lifetime of growing together in love. You can fall back into those same bad habits, but now you have some tools to be able to go forward with that can help you have a loving and stronger marriage.
Texter says, I'm not familiar with this marriage program you're talking about, but approximately 34 years ago, I went to something similar. It was put on by the Catholic Church, but it accepted people of all faiths. It was called Marriage Encounter. I considered it one of several reasons my marriage succeeded for 44 years. Love your program. Keep it up. It's nice to have something on other than politics for a change. Yeah, exactly.
Let me say, too, RetroVi sprung out of Marriage Encounter many years ago when they realized Marriage Encounter didn't have the tools to help those who are really struggling, and so they set this up as a more foundational piece to help those.
In every fiber of my being, I believe the greatest threat to our society, of our great country, is the disintegration of our family, and that it generally is the outcropping of a marriage crumbling. Right? Mm-hmm. Marriage failing, and then the family falls apart, and then, you know, you're not together on holidays, and Everybody goes their separate ways, and all kinds of dysfunction comes out of that. It's huge. So this is worth fighting for, folks. I really hope you consider, if not this tool, some tool to take this on. It's very obvious from our conversation today, from our listeners, a lot of folks agree. So one more time on those telephone numbers. 356-7962, 356-7962. The Red River Retrovi is coming up September 5th through 8th, not too late to get
8 through 10th.
I'm sorry, 8th through 10th, September 8th through 10th, and not too late to get involved in it. Thank you all very much.
Happy to be here.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet. Find out more about this too online at helpourmarriage.org. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline, has filed a lawsuit against Greenpeace, Bank Track, and Earth First for violation of federal and state racketeering statutes. We asked the lead attorney, Michael Bowie, why the company felt the need to file the lawsuit.
Energy Transfer Partners filed the lawsuit because it was targeted by certain so-called environmental groups for a malicious attack consisting of completely fabricated claims and violent criminal behavior. This is a good company. It's a responsible company with good, responsible people, and it believes as a matter of principle that those responsible for such reckless and dishonest behavior have to be held accountable for the severe harm they've caused. And they feel strongly as a matter of principle that this is the best way for them to both hold those people responsible for the harm they caused, deter them from continuing to do this type of conduct to others, and to get the company's reputation back.
That's Michael Bowie, an attorney with Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more of our radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.